No matter how irritating or uncomfortable things were on Pavuvu, things could always be worse. After all, there were no Japanese, no bursting shells, no snapping and whining bullets. And we slept on cots. Second, makeup of the division was young. About 80% were between the ages of 18 and 25. About half were under 21 when they came overseas. Well-disciplined young men can put up with a lot, even though they don't like it. And we were a bunch of high-spirited boys, proud of our unit. But we had another motivating factor as well, a passionate hatred for the Japanese burned through all Marines I knew. The fate of the Getchi Patrol was the sort of thing that spawned such hatred. During the first week of the Guadalcanal campaign, the Marines captured a Japanese soldier who claimed some of his starving comrades west of the Matanico River would surrender if the Marines would liberate them. With 25 picked men, scouts, intelligence specialists, a surgeon, and a linguist from the division's headquarters and the 5th Marines, Colonel Frank Getchi, the division's intelligence officer, went on a mission more humanitarian than military. The Japanese ambushed the patrol as it debarked from landing craft in the darkness. Only 3 Marines escaped. One day, as we piled stinking coconuts, a veteran Marine walked past and exchanged greetings with a couple of our old men. One of our group asked if we knew who he was. "No, I never saw him," someone said. "He's one of the 3 guys who escaped when the Getchi Patrol got wiped out on Guadalcanal. He was lucky as hell." "Why did the Japs ambush that patrol?" I asked naively. A veteran looked at me with unbelief and said slowly and emphatically, "Because they're the meanest sons of bitches that ever lived." The Getchi Patrol incident, plus such Japanese tactics as playing dead and then throwing a grenade, or playing wounded, calling for a corpsman, and then knifing the medic when he came, plus the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor, caused Marines to hate the Japanese intensely and to be reluctant to take prisoners. The attitudes held toward the Japanese by non-combatants or even sailors or airmen often did not reflect the deep personal resentment felt by Marine infantrymen. Official histories and memoirs of Marine infantrymen written after the war rarely reflect that hatred. But at the time of battle, Marines felt it deeply, bitterly, and as certainly as danger itself. To deny this hatred or make light of it would be as much a lie as to deny or make light of the esprit de corps or the intense patriotism felt by the Marines, with whom I served in the Pacific. My experiences on Peleliu and Okinawa made me believe that the Japanese held mutual feelings for us. They were a fanatical enemy. That is to say, they believed in their cause with an intensity little understood by many post-war Americans, and possibly many Japanese as well. This collective attitude, Marine and Japanese, resulted in savage, ferocious fighting with no holds barred. This was not the dispassionate killing seen on other fronts or in other wars. This was a brutish, primitive hatred as characteristic of the horror of war in the Pacific as the palm trees and the islands. To comprehend what the troops endured then and there, one must take into full account this aspect of the nature of the Marines' war.